indicate where it is. The total cost will be $129, and that's going to include hotel stay and a $40 per diem. So that is a one-day course there for communication supervisor training. Last item is Carl Johnson's made a request to attend the Texas Association of County Auditors training in Granbury, one night only, registration fee of $150, plus hotel, meals, and mileage. That's all there is. I'll make a motion we approve those travel requests.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Boggs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Should we send a chaperone to Carl since he's going to that exciting location of Granbury, Texas?
We could. Does that include
green
fees?
He's already gone to come back.
Oh.
He's already been,
okay.
I thought that's why he wasn't going to be here
Let's
tonight.
Don't approve it.
He's at another school today in Fort Worth.
Why is our auditor submitting a request for travel after the fact? I think that's...
Should we write that up?
I think we should write him up.
All right, item number 14, approve oral and written reports.
Did we get a vote on approval?
We did get an approval. Motion by Commissioner Fields.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Boggs. All those in favor of approval of our oral and written reports, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. All right, item number 15, consider and possibly approve treasurer's report. Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields, that we approve our treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. All right, do we have any budget amendments today? There are none. Item number 17, signed pay orders and approved payments.
Move to approve payments.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, and I'll make a second. All those in favor of paying our bills say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. All right, closing comments. I'll start on my right. Mr. Bob, anything from you?
We finished the section of County Road 1400 that was an aluminum-built road. I say we finished it. We finished this phase of it. Next year we'll come in and do a chip seal on top of it. It went down very well and under budget.
Sir? Grateful to the residents of our county for behaving during the July 4th celebration, and despite the fact that we were, very vulnerable to fires, I guess everybody was prudent with their firework use, and we escaped without any major fires. So thanks to the folks of Titus County for that.
Well,
we had our first show cause hearing on June the 10th, and they had 30 days to pay up. And I believe that 30 days was when? Was it today or was it Friday?
Yes,
it was, I think it actually occurred, the deadline occurred over the weekend. So if they came in, if they come in today and pay, they will have made their deadline. I know that at least a couple of them that I know that had some of the larger balances have come in and paid. Is that what I understand? Okay. But to answer your question, that's just one aspect of it. We didn't bring in a ton of money from that, but I believe what we did do was we established a precedent that we will continue to maintain, and that is that we will have regular show cause hearings, and the bondsmen do understand that there will be repercussions from their actions, and hopefully will be motivated, therefore, to get their clients to court, which is our primary objective. It's,
right.
It's not a revenue issue, but it's an attempt to have as good a turnout as we can each time we have a court docket call. And I've been extremely pleased with the cooperation of the bond.
Does the county clerk, does she keep up with what's paid and what's paid on their own?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you know, reading in the Dallas paper, it looks to me like it, and nobody aware is taking them. You know, it's nobody's fault. Everybody passed the buck to someone on the hills.
Have you ever dealt with that in Dallas County?
No, I haven't.
Shouldn't surprise you at all.
Well, it's surprising that Dallas is in this kind of disarray, and I think on the opposite end of the spectrum, I think you've got Harris County down there, Houston, I think runs a stellar operation down there. I mean, a lot of revenue in that department that if you're not on top of it, that it can get away from you. And yeah, there are several, you've got a lot of people that are involved in that process, and each one has to be taking care of their job. It's not something you just blame on the bail bondsman. It's just like anybody else. If there are no rules and regulations governing their behavior, they're going to take the default, which is to, I'm not going to do anything or say anything or pay anything until I have to do that. Somebody has to be monitoring that. So, you know, and also it's tough for a county official sometimes that may be friends with a bail bondsman or have a relationship with a bail bondsman to enforce that law, and it is something that can easily get pushed aside and nothing get done. But over there, you're talking about a huge amount of money.
Yeah, $30 million.
So yeah, it's mind-boggling.
Thank you. That's all
right.
Move to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment? Aye. Thank you all. All right, would y'all sign this first for Cheryl? Which one? You got yours for me to sign, or is that this one?
See y'all.
All right.
Thanks, guys. See you, Woody. That one travels. These appear to me to be the